Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Oscar Vicente Madrigal. Date of birth, March the 16th, 1966. Case ID number is 450-1062. Date of exam, January the 17th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Texas Tropical Behavior Health Center, dated 7/26/22. Identifying information, this is a 56-year-old common law married male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of schizoaffective disorder / bipolar type disorder, comma, viral hepatitis C, comma, iron deficiency anemia, comma, and osteoarthritis of the knees. The claimant is presently employed as a custodian at AARP, which he has been doing for the last 6 months. Prior to that, he worked as a hospitality greeter, which was temporary. At the present time, he is working 18 hours per week, and he is not receiving disability benefits. At the present time, he lives in an apartment with his common law married wife. Allegations number one, schizoaffective disorder / bipolar type disorder. Number two, viral hepatitis. Number three, iron deficiency anemia. And number four, osteoarthritis of the knees and shoulder. Allegation number one, schizoaffective disorder / bipolar type disease. The claimant states that in 2021, he started to have problems with agitation, comma, decreased appetite, comma, insomnia, comma, intolerant to other people, comma, and started to become somewhat aggressive in his manners. The claimant has a tendency to deny many things that are happening in his life, according to his wife. He also has a tendency not to be able to focus, comma, concentrate, comma, and has paranoid tendencies. The claimant was seeing shadows that he felt were following him, and he was also hearing voices and noises of people talking. The claimant is an alcoholic, and this may be related to his alcohol abuse. He has had suicidal ideation and has wanted to hurt others. And for many times, he's thought about overdosing on drugs because he was extremely depressed, and life appeared to be intolerable for him. The claimant has difficulty with his appetite, and his wife noted that he had become very agitated. At the present time, he's on Abilify Maintenum, 400 milligrams IM, hydroxyzine, 50 milligrams TID, melatonin, 10 milligrams QHS, which appeared to be helping his condition at this time. Allegation number two, viral hepatitis C. The claimant states that in 2012, he was diagnosed with viral hepatitis C with a hepatitis C RNA viral load, which was high, and a positive antibody level, which was active. The claimant states he has discomfort in his abdomen, especially in his right upper quadrant, but states it does not radiate to any place in his body. Sometimes he'll have discomfort for 30 minutes, and it's something he feels once a week. The associated symptoms include diarrhea 3 times per day, hematemesis, and weakness. He denies any nausea, vomiting, constipation, or melena. He has gained 30 pounds in weight, which might be coming from ascites over the past year. The claimant states he's food intolerant to corn and spinach. He was diagnosed with hepatitis C and possible liver failure secondary to alcohol consumption. His last ALT was 78, which was elevated, and AST was 90, which is high. He is presently on no medications at this time for his condition. Allegation number 3, iron deficiency anemia. The claimant states that since 2021, he has had severe anemia secondary to hematemesis when he was drinking alcohol. His last H&H was 11.4/35.2, and his RBCs were 4.96. He denies any blood transfusions. He is presently on iron sulfate, 325 milligrams TID, which he states he took for 1 month and has not continued with the medication secondary to lack of funds. He states that he has stopped drinking and he is no longer vomiting up blood, and his condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 4, osteoarthritis of the right shoulder and right knee. The claimant states that since 2020, he has had pain in his right shoulder and his right knee. He states x-rays were performed and he was diagnosed with osteoarthritis of the right knee, and he was diagnosed with right shoulder impingement syndrome of the right shoulder. He was given one steroid injection into the right shoulder, but denies any fractures or surgeries. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the evening. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block slowly, stand for 30 minutes, climb 2 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. The last x-ray, which was performed on March the 1st, 2022, revealed that the claimant had a mild osteoarthritis of the right knee. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time and is on presently no medication for pain. The claimant is a custodian for AARP, and his physician is Dr. Ledesma, L-E-D-E-S-M-A. Family history. His father died at the age of 41 from alcohol abuse and cirrhosis of the liver. His mother died at the age of 70 from diabetes mellitus complications. Medications: Abilify Maintena, 400 milligrams IM Q month. Hydroxyzine, 50 milligrams TID. Melatonin, 10 milligrams QHS. Topamax, 50 milligrams BID for decrease appetite, and Treleptol, 300 milligrams BID. Medical problems: hepatitis C with liver failure and history of alcohol abuse, history of substance abuse, history of iron deficiency anemia, which appears to have resolved, osteoarthritis of the right knee and right shoulder impingement syndrome, obesity, opioid use disorder, schizoaffective disorder with depression and anxiety, history of hepatitis C, Major surgeries, cholecystectomy in 2010. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 6 cigarettes per day for 5 years. Alcohol. The claimant has a history of drinking 1 6-pack per day for 20 years. He states he stopped in 2022. The claimant denies any seizure disorder but does have delirium tremors. Substance abuse. The claimant states he uses marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, and IV drug abuse. The last time he used these substance abuse drugs was in 2022. Communicable diseases. The claimant has a history of hepatitis C, but denies any HIV or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 100.7. Weight, 214 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 6 and 1/4 inches high. BP, 134 over 77 mmHg. Heart rate, 84 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. BMI, 35. General. This is a 56-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented with his wife to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normocephalic atraumatic head. Mild scleroicterus was noted, but no conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant has multiple missing teeth at this time. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and however, extraocular movements were decreased. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal, which has been corrected with glasses. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/100. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70, and binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, but slightly distended on palpation. The claimant appears to have possibly some mild ascites. Active bowel sounds were increased with auscultation. No organ megaly or masses appreciated on evaluation. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three, but had poor eye contact with me. His speech was fluent, and his mood appeared to be apathetic and depressed for the time. He did not have clear thought processes, and his memory was fair. Concentration was poor, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation, but had to respond over a few minutes. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflex bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. His hand-eye coordination was fair, and finger-to-nose was normal. Hildesheim exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could it drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant has some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the right knee and the lower extremity. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted. Except for a left PIP deformity of the index finger, where the claimant states he fractured his finger many years ago. There is abnormal range of motion of the cervical spine. However, the claimant does have fairly good range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities, except for the right knee where flexion was decreased, and the claimant does have a right knee medial meniscal tenderness. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position. Was 90 degrees bilaterally and in the supine position was 40 degrees on the right side and 60 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is decreased range of motion and strength of the right knee, where flexion was at 100 degrees, and for the left knee was 140 degrees. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his toes, but had difficulty in walking on his heels, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices at this time. Could you drop down to after neurological? X-rays of the right shoulder, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of the left index finger, secondary to an old fracture, and also to a right medial tenderness noted of his right knee, which may be a right medial meniscal tear. His ability to reach, handle, finger, feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields, and some limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations and has no restricted limitations in his workplace environment except for a right knee decreased range of motion, which may be from osteoarthritis and a possible meniscal tear, and decreased range of motion of his cervical spine, along with schizoaffective disorder, which is being treated with medications at this time. Probable diagnoses. Number one, schizoaffective disorder / bipolar type being treated at this time appears to be better controlled with the medication, and the claimant is functioning as a custodian. Number two, viral hepatitis - has not been treated at this time. The claimant has stopped drinking, but may have liver dysfunction. Number three, iron deficiency anemia, dash secondary to hematemesis. The claimant is no longer vomiting at this time and has been treated for the iron deficiency anemia with oral medications for 1 month. He appears to be stable at this time. Number four, osteoarthritis of the right knee and the right shoulder. Confirm with physical examination. The claimant may also have a possible medial meniscal tear. Old x-rays indicate that he had mild osteoarthritis. The claimant also has a right shoulder impingement syndrome by physical exam. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Oscar Madrigal.